Hello and welcome to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner for another Monday night here on FM 103.3, Goulburn Community Radio 2 GCR. I'm Kieran and I'm joined by my two, well, guest-turned-co-hosts, Kyle and Matty D.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
Are you on there, Matt?
I can hear
you. Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Cool. Perfect.
All set up.
We're all set up for a change, yeah. We
awesome.
Came in late and then next thing you know, we set up perfectly.
Maybe that's the secret.
For the show.
You guys came late. Jeez.
Yeah.
Tisk for tisk.
Shame, huh?
Yeah. Well, Matty D was running in the door like 3 minutes before we went on air, so what does that tell you?
I'm fashionably late.
But anyway, I'm Kieran, the host of the show, and Kyle over there is our producer, we've labelled him.
Howdy. Yeah, I sure am, actually.
And PR agent Matty D.
Hello.
Of course, PR meaning public relations.
So what have you done in the PR biz this week, Matt?
Oh, you know, got our name out there on New Year's.
It sounds like you have a bit of a cold, actually.
I do, actually. I do have a cold.
Oh, that's a shame. Don't get me sick.
I'm actually getting better, but I've been sick these last couple of days. It's not been good.
Yeah, I was sick on New Year's Eve as well. And Kyle was sick on the last show.
Yeah, I was sick the day after New Year's Eve.
Did you get us all sick, Kyle?
I hope so.
I was different kind of sick. But anyway, this is the big post-New Year's Eve show.
Yes.
The day after New Year's. And, of course, I should probably point out that we're joined again by Gherkin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think we can sort of hear
her
there in the background. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey. Hello.
There she is.
That's Gherkin.
She's sharing a mic with
Maddie
D.
Sharing a mic
with Maddie D at the moment.
We're sharing a lot more. We're sharing our companionship, but we're also sharing a mic.
All right. Again, flirt off air.
Okay.
Yeah, we had her on our old show, Midnight Express, which we used to do.
Back in the day?
Back in the day. What was it?
A month and a half ago?
Back in the day where everyone wore suspenders.
That's right, and we're going to be talking to Gherkin a bit later, but tonight on the show, we're playing music from 1985.
Ooh.
1985, and you just wait until you find out what hits it came in 1985. But of course, later on the show, we'll have our regular segments, including Lifestyles with Kyle and Matty D's Love Tips, and maybe a few surprises along the way.
That's right, Kieran.
Yes.
You were just horrified.
I was absolutely
horrified.
The cat calendar that we talk about so often is gone, and it's been replaced.
It's been laid
by
to rest.
Landscapes.
That is a shame.
There's a brilliant beach photo just sitting there. But
can't
it
be replaced.
It is no cat laying on a fainting lounge with a Christmas hat on, I'll tell you.
I'm kind of in shock right now.
Yeah, I know. It's so disappointing.
Is there any cats in this thing?
What's the point of getting a calendar with no cats?
It's all forests, mountains,
it's mountain ranges,
beaches.
Oh, there's a guy.
He's no cat.
He's not a cat.
Anyway, the people you're listening to right now are Kieran, Kyle, and Matty D. And the three of us make...
The good.
The bad.
And the Kieran. We barely played that at all last week, which is, I think, is a nice change.
Yeah.
We should save it for once a show, so we don't wear it out.
I think we've worn it out. The first time we came up with it, we wore it out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We have a tendency to do that.
Mm. Yes, of course.
Wacky Mondays.
Wacky Mondays.
And because it's Wacky Mondays, it's time for... One day I'll make up a wacky news sort of intro,
wacky
but for the moment...
News.
This is wacky enough.
Speed
racer thing.
It's not the speed racer thing.
Sounds like it.
I've never even seen Speed Racer.
Oh, Kieran. You haven't lived.
What a shame I missed some anime from the 80s. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
The Dangers of Public Sex, number 76, The Water Slide. Now, I know you're thinking that sounds risque, but it's in the news.
Go on.
A couple was busted having relations on a water slide. In a Polish water park.
As they were going
talk about
down,
wet and wild.
As they were going down the water slide.
Yeah, talk about getting wild. Yeah, it is.
What, so they had like maybe 40 seconds max?
That would be really
it's not
fast.
Quite a mile high, but they've gone pretty high to join the club. This Polish pair's ride gave them double thrill at a water park in Opoczno. The exhibitionists were caught on CCTV footage taking 5 minutes to get ready for their trip down the chute. But the fun ended at the bottom. The naked guns were shown to the door by the fuzz. So many puns in this.
Oh, man.
This is a family pool and water park, and we want everyone to have fun. But not that sort of pun. Fun.
Those guys had fun, I'm sure.
A water park spokesman. That's a job I'd like in the future. Water park spokesman. They're not the first parcel to embrace the clear and present danger of public relations. Because there was... In 2009, a couple caught in Sydney... on top of a famous Broadway building. And me and Carl were actually talking about this the other day in the TAFE building.
Is that the same one?
It might be. Let me have a look.
Is it the TAFE building? Because we walked past that and Kieran pointed it out and goes, oh, look, that's where a couple was getting it on up there.
And everyone saw. Anyway, I'll just have a look. But anyway, what other story do we want to hear? Oh, the Great Dirty Jeans Smell Experiment. We were looking at this before, but... Oh, look, here it is. It is the same place.
Is it?
And they have a really interesting picture.
Is it a picture of the couple?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it is.
Really? I'm having a look.
The scene took place last Friday, mid-afternoon, as many students were celebrating finishing university exams, so speculation has focused on whether or not it was a pair of academic types or residents in the apartments under the clock tower. Yep, that was that old story about people getting it on. I pointed out the building to Carl and said, yep, that's the place.
Yep.
But yeah. Anyway, moving right along.
I'm still wondering how they actually got around the mechanics of the water slide. Like, you guys have been on water slides. You know how quickly you travel down those things?
For some reason, I'm just imagining that bit from Norbit.
Yes. Well, it was one like that. Music like...
Yeah, as we found out, that music goes well with anything.
It really does.
This is the link you've shown me before.
Yes. Ever wondered what would happen if you wear the same pair of jeans 5 days a week for 3 months straight without washing them?
Every single day.
Now, Melbourne researcher Tulia Jack... Tulia Jack?
Tulia Jack.
Shouldn't it be Julia Tack or something?
Yeah. Tulia Jack.
Recruited 30 volunteers to do just that, and will soon exhibit the grimy garments at the National Gallery of Victoria so the public can put them to the pong test. So what she wants to do, she's got like maybe 15 girls and 15 guys to wear the same pair of jeans for a month every single day. And
she should have just gone to a university.
And then she wants people to smell them and rate what they smell like.
Matt, being somebody who doesn't wash regularly, do you experience the smelly jean phenomenon?
No, I smell great, Carl, no matter what I do.
Really?
Not washing your jeans isn't nearly as bad as it sounds, the student said. You don't really need to wash clothes as often as you think. Stains come and go. They just wear off. Burying her nose in the pile of well-worn jeans,
she
picks out perfumes ranging from eggshells to caramel. The jeans don't smell socially challenging. They just smell like people. I don't know about you, but I really
I have smelt some socially challenging people before.
I certainly have as well. We saw a few...
Go on.
Kyle's like eyeing Matty D nervously.
What's that?
Nothing.
But anyway, we were just up in Sydney yesterday, and there was a few homeless people who I think smelled a little bit socially challenging.
Oh, yeah. One sitting there with a little Happy New Year's bucket.
Yeah.
Just set out the front of like a post office.
Free money. As in, give me free money.
One thing I've always wanted to do that's on my bucket list, I was telling this to Kieran yesterday, is to actually say that famous line, like to a bum, and say, get a job, you bum. And then I'm too scared to do that because I don't know if they're carrying a knife or not.
I can see you saying that a lot.
What, just be talking?
If they've got no legs and they can't chase you.
Yeah, that's what.
So I'll wait to find an amputee homeless man. And then
Lieutenant Dan!
And then my dream can become a reality.
Here we go.
Then pick someone too crazy.
Bit of a debate here. Pole dancing may conjure up images of men in seedy clubs leering at semi-naked women, but it has grown a following in the US as a way to keep fit and even aspires to be Olympic sport.
Wow.
So far,
only an excuse to watch the Olympics.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to be watching the Olympics.
This person talking about pole dancing. There are almost always both in a studio and very few studio differentiate. Claire Griffin of Vertical Art and Fitness magazine said, adding that she'd seen women as young as 14 years old and as old as 72 on the pole.
14 years old on the pole. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that.
Pole dancing provides a physical challenge that keeps your mind and body engaged. I think that women are finding great pleasure in the sensuality of the movement.
Well,
not just women.
Okay, here's a question, though. Would you want to see it? I mean, sure, perversion aside, but would you reckon it should be an Olympic sport?
Yes.
Pole dancing, sort of like synchronized swimming, but I don't know, synchronized pole dancing.
Absolutely.
Well,
they've already got they've got the horizontal like pole jump and things like that. And so why not the vertical pole, I say? I say bring it into the Olympics.
Gherkin, as a girl, what do you think?
How comfortable would you guys be watching a 72-year-old pole dance?
Well, if she was really good at it, I think it'd be entertaining.
I happen to be a fan of Betty White, so I would love to see that.
But, like, stuff would go everywhere, you know, like, you know, as you get older.
Oh, they'd be wearing really tight leotards.
How many
70-year-olds
get into the Olympics anyway?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's never come up.
All dancing's introduced. I'd assume a lot would be interested.
I'm sure a lot doesn't come up when you think about a 72-year-old pole dancing. But the idea... No, I actually have...
Hey, Carl would watch.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Carl would be front row watching.
If Estelle Getty was still around.
Oh, dear. Back to good old Estelle. But anyway, I have a friend who actually does pole dancing professionally. She does this. She's not actually a stripper, but she does professional pole dancing. So
go on.
That's really about it. So, you know, I've sort of come to accept that it's more than something you see at a strip club.
Mm.
Yeah, I know people that did it to lose weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. John Goodman on the pole.
Oh, boy.
Rosie O'Donnell having a spin. What a sight that would be. But what do you reckon? You reckon it should be considered non-sensual?
In all seriousness, it's actually becoming seen as a form of exercise.
Yeah, and it takes a hell of a lot of body strength.
I have seen around those things. I have seen poles made for pole dancing aimed at kids about 4 and over.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Like I said before with the 14-year-olds, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. If they're not sexualizing it at all, but it's still got that sort of taboo.
I love that's an issue, but
I like how you've already assumed.
Hey,
I'm not saying you're saying that, but, like, you know, it's okay to have somebody in a pageant, but, you know.
I've tried to watch that
there's
show.
I've tried to watch
Toddlers in Tiaras, not like, privately.
Yeah.
I've tried to watch it with...
Make sure there are other people in the room.
Yeah, I've tried to watch it and sort of try and understand it as something, you know, trying to justify it. But there's no justification. I don't think there's anything good about it.
Yeah.
I know. The kids don't seem to know what's going on. The parents just seem to...
The mothers are harpies on those shows. They're
absolutely.
Talk about living through your child.
They are absolute monsters just because they're not pretty anymore, so they're going to make their child win the pageant.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say it's all for the kids, but I reckon there's a lot agendas
of gray area there.
Yeah, gray area.
Yeah.
It's called pubic hair. Going a bit too far there.
We're not in your house.
And we're no longer on Estelle Getty, okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Think about that.
Anyway, yeah, it's... I don't agree with it. I don't agree with, child pole dancing, but I'm happy to have pole dancing as an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I'd be fine. Mm-hmm.
You know, even, you know, male and female pole dancing, imagine that.
Well, it could be classified as sort of like a gymnastics thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing.
But,
yeah, like I said, like, they already have child
pageants, as far as child pageants are concerned, what age would you reckon that beauty pageants would start at? Like, what would you see as an acceptable age for a beauty pageant?
Around 17.
Yeah, I'd say
17 and
16
up.
And up.
16 and up. Well, that sounds fair to me.
Yeah, but definitely not. Like, there's 4-year-olds there who are getting dolled up like little hookers. It's just disgusting.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's little hookers.
Like I said.
And they always wear those, like, really frilly sort of, like, 18th century clothing. Yeah. I just don't understand.
And it's disgusting.
And like I said, the mothers, especially the mothers, are absolute monsters who, I don't know if you guys haven't noticed, but do you ever see a husband around at all?
Yeah, I do. I've seen husbands.
I haven't
on
seen any husbands.
Yeah, they're always very quiet.
Yeah.
You know, they're not wearing the pants in that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely not. Anyway, that was news. News and opinion, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Wacky opinion.
Wacky opinion. Yeah, it doesn't have the same edge.
Yes, good old. Guess who's coming to dinner news? Wacky news.
Wacky. Well, that was good. And we're going to...
Maybe I really want to take back that whole grey area comment. Yeah, it was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Proud sponsors of this weather update.
And now here's Gherkin with the weather.
Gherkin's predicting the weather, yeah. Oh, the current temperature is 29.6 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be a max of 35 degrees and a minimum of 13, and mostly sunny. So wear sunnies and stuff. Yeah, the weather.
Thank you, Gherkin. Thank you very much, Gherkin. And here you are listening to... Guess who's coming to dinner in a train? Wow. There's a train going by the studio.
That was the old Midnight Express.
Did you say, Gherkin, did you just say that the weather was going to be 35 degrees tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
I sure did.
Oh, I don't own any shorts.
I'm going to be driving all day. Woo-hoo.
air-conditioned comfort, I hope.
Windows rolled down.
Patricia Stormare is still sick, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, not really. She kind of annoys me.
She's the usual weather girl, but she is a bit of a slapper. But
beat me to it.
I hope we do love her, though.
You don't get
offended. We're joking, Patricia.
You're all right.
We love you. We're just messing with you. But anyway, it is time for one of our regular segments on the show, Lifestyles with Kyle.
That's right, it's that time of the week again, Lifestyles with Kyle, where you can send in your lifestyle questions to me via the Facebook page, or we'll just make fun of people on the internet.
Yes, if you want to send in a lifestyle question, or just ask the show any question at all, jump onto Facebook and do a search for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, FM 103.3, and you can ask away. You can ask Matty D for a love tip for his segment, or Lifestyles with Kyle, which we're doing right now. Anyway,
shall we get the ball rolling?
Let's get the ball rolling. We have a couple here, actually, on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
We have... I'm actually going to keep the ones on the Facebook anonymous today.
Okay.
But people have sent them in, and I thank them very much. Here's one. Hey, Kieran, Kyle, and Maddie D.
Hi.
Hi.
My lifestyle question for today is, let's say, a hypothetical question. Is it worth having a huge party where you invite all your friends and have a great time, but get caught out by those who owned the residence in which the party took place? Say, parents. Also, would you guys have any tips on hosting great parties? I know Kyle would have a few. Smiley face.
Well, I think I know who this is. I'll leave the name anonymous, but I'll just think of a name. I'm going to call him Frank.
Okay.
Okay, Frank. Being a partier myself, I know exactly the position that you're in, because I did that about 2.5 years ago on my 18th. I actually railroaded my parents, planned a party 6 months in advance, had about 60 people in my house, and don't remember half the night. And here's me thinking they weren't going to catch me out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what happened? Was it a big mess?
I wound up with a $400 carpet cleaning and lounge cleaning bill.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, we're cool now. So as long as there's not much property damage or anything like that, then I think you should
do
it.
Do you reckon it'd be a good tip to sort of keep it outside?
Yeah, well, that's, you know what parties are like. You always try to do that, but evidently someone always winds up going inside, and then a massive group will just follow that person.
Mm.
Well, that's just how it works out. Something's going to get broken.
Gherkin, what do you reckon?
Well, my brother had a party that sounds a lot similar to this a couple of years ago. And I think, yeah, go for it, do it, have the party, have fun. And just use the excuse that you were in the back room and you didn't realize anybody was in the house. And you're sweet. You're
See,
safe.
I don't think that's a great excuse, because they'll be saying, it's your party, you should be taking responsibility for it.
And you'll cry if you want to.
Yes.
Anyway, we have another one here. Since the incredible hosts of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner are never caught smelling socially challenging, could you please share your secret? As I am often caught smelling questionable, this distresses me a great deal, and learning what it is that keeps you three summery fresh would be a massive benefit.
Well, I would be more than happy to answer that question. Lynx chocolate deodorant, the best thing in the world. It smells so good you could almost eat it, but don't eat it, because that's just stupid. And I doubt you're one of those people who, if you're one of our listeners, then maybe you are stupid. But yeah, well, that's my secret. What about you, Gherkin?
I don't think the listeners are stupid.
What do you... I'm kidding! What do you use to stay summery fresh?
Oh, just... You just, like, go buy one of those car fresheners? Mm. It's tied around your neck?
I shower every day.
Oh, that too. Don't forget
you're
to shower.
You're one step ahead of Maddie D.
And if I think I'm going to do something strenuous, I put on some Ronnie James Dio, as you call it.
As
some
I
deodorant.
Call it, some good old Ronnie James Dio.
And what does Maddie D do to stay fresh? What do you do, Maddie D? Where is he?
Not shower.
Well, here he comes. Walks. Here he comes right now.
Please, how do you stay summery fresh?
I shower every day, twice a day, like Mr. Kieran.
Didn't you just say that you didn't shower?
When did
I say
that?
And that you didn't really wash your clothes and you wore them?
I was just going along with whatever you were saying, Kyle. And also, I rub against many beautiful women.
That'd be
don't forget Matty D's love tips coming up later.
Get pretty sweaty and gross, I think.
Don't forget Matty D's love tips coming up later in the program.
You should moisturize a lot. Moisturize your face. I use shower gels. Always wash with a loofah sponge. And use, as I said, the Lynx chocolate. I am a huge fan of that.
I heard that when you first got a loofah, you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Anyone did it?
I didn't. I didn't know what it was, but hell, I was five.
Here's another one. A few nights ago, I had to ninja my way through a window to get into a house, but now I have this odd urge to do backflips and start throwing stars at things. Is this normal?
Yes. I actually did that this weekend.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's not normal. Stop being stupid and stop climbing and breaking into people's houses.
Well, this is one of our listeners asking this, so...
Okay, so I shouldn't make fun of them. Yes, it is completely normal, and I would be more than happy to join you in breaking into people's houses and backflipping.
As long as you have a ninja outfit, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I happen to have a ninja mask at home, so if anybody's up for that, let's break into some houses.
Let's do it tonight.
Let's do it after the show.
All right. Let's have one more. I'm not good at anything. Yeah. I am a 13-year-old boy who is ugly, stupid, and horrible at everything I try. I attempt to try new stuff. But
is he related to Matty D?
You're just plowing into Matty D tonight. What's the deal?
I'm in a good mood.
Perhaps Carl wrote this when he was 13.
Yeah. Anyway, it's easy,
the moment's
boys.
Lost.
Easy, easy. I attempt to try new stuff, but I'm awful at those as well. Also, I have an older brother who is better than me at everything.
Oh, he gets girls. Couldn't be Matty D's relative.
He gets girls. He is smart, athletic, tough, strong, and better at me in every way. Even my friends know him and compare him to me. Not only that, but my friends also point out quite often that they're better looking than me. What great friends he has. My family is also struggling in money issues, and that makes things worse. I've contemplated suicide, and I'm not going to read that part. Also, I'm scrawny and have no muscles. Please tell me if there's anything I can do to improve my life. I should I not try anything and stay in my room for the rest of my life?
Yes.
Come on, you've got to have some solution. What do you do?
Well, what do I...
Sorry, I was filling in for Matty D there.
Yeah, ouch. I, what do I say to this kid? This is obviously one just taken off the net, huh?
Yeah.
What do I say to him? Little Billy Bob, who's scrawny and nerdy and in no way as attractive or athletic as his older brother. What can I do to help you if you're that insecure that you're complaining on the internet? And what are they going to do to make you have better self-confidence? All you can do is do it for yourself. Stop living in your older brother's shadow. And stop listening to your pesky little friends either. You're 13!
It's quite interestingly here, that post about the party that was just on there has magically disappeared from the Facebook group.
Hmm.
It's almost as if someone's parents were going to have a read or something like that. Or maybe they just wanted to stay really anonymous.
Dun dun dun.
Who knows? Anyway, this has been Lifestyles with Kyle.
Until next week, guys, please.
Thank you so much for sending in so many great questions.
Thank you so much for cutting me off.
I'm sorry, no, but I was just really impressed.
Yeah, that was good. That was the most amount of questions I've ever had. Please send in questions to the Facebook page on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
FM 103.3.
Until next week.
And they will be answered.
Absolutely.
And you're most likely going to be insulted by...
Don't take anything I say personally.
Absolutely not.
I value our fandom.
Lifestyles with Kyle, folks.
Ooh.
Should we have a bit of an announcement for this week's competition?
Yes. Yes, we should.
We were talking about it off air. This week we have something special.
Yeah, something very special.
I went out and I got something really sort of nice, I reckon.
Yeah.
It is. Should I point out what you can win?
Why not?
You can win... Actually, no, I'll say the competition first.
Okay.
Wow, this is really well organized.
Maybe you should just jump right out and tell them.
Yeah, anyway, I thought we were talking, the crew of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was talking, except Matty D, who wasn't there. And we thought we'd have a fan art competition.
Yes.
That's right, a fan art competition on the Facebook mm-hmm. page.
If you actually look through the Facebook wall photos on the Facebook page, you can find a little fan art thing drawn by Kieran and myself, and we thought something for the fans.
I think that was Midnight Express.
Midnight Express, yeah, but it's still there.
It might still be there, yeah.
Did you draw your own fan art?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway, we're passing it on to the listeners, and we're giving you, until the next show, a whole week mm-hmm. to come up with some fan art mm-hmm. for the show.
Draw your best caricature of the good, the bad, and the Kieran.
That's right, or us separately if you couldn't be bothered. And you could win. Matty D, I'm going to look at you to quickly run in and grab the record that we have sitting out there. You will win a vinyl signed by me, Kyle, and Matty D, mm-hmm. the crew of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And this one is actually a doozy. This is a doozy of a record.
Huge record.
If I wasn't giving it away on the show, I would keep this in my own treasured collection. It's this one here. And that's right, folks. This week, you are competing for... The 80s mix. 28 non-stop hits of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Full-length versions. That's right. It's a 2-LP record set. That's right. There are two sides on each record that you can play, and you could be playing it for days. I don't know. And it was released in 1989, so you've got a whole wrap-up of the whole decade.
Listen to it, use it as a paperweight, use it as a fan for those hot summer days.
Yeah, and we will sign it, so it's going to be worth, who knows what in the future.
And not only...
Featuring tracks from Starship, Hall & Oates, Beach Boys, Tony Basil, Culture Club, Billy Ocean, Pointer Sisters, The Vapors, Giorgio Moroder, who I'm a big fan of, Rick Springfield, UB40, Boy George... Movie Boy Pictures, George. Roxy Music, Village People, and so many more.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great one.
And not only that, but if they do win the competition, then the best fan art will become the new poster for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
That's right. At the moment, we have a plate with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner written in, I think it's Impact font.
Mm.
And that's it. But if you draw, you know, a particularly good fan art, not only will you win the record, but you will... Your drawing will become the poster for the show.
The new face of Guess Who's Coming to
That's
Dinner.
That's right. All you have to do is draw a caricature of us. It can be in pencil. It can be on MS Paint.
It can be an
it can be a painting.
It can be an amazing watercolour work that could be up in museums.
Be graffiti? No. Please don't graffiti unless it's your own property. But yeah, you could enter it into our competitions and win big for an obscure radio show that can only be heard in a particular town. We had a lot of input. Lifestyles with Kyle, but unfortunately no one has sent in a single romantic question.
Give it time.
Maybe you're just not being cynical enough.
Maddie D.
Leave me alone, Kyle. Shut up.
No.
But I do have some questions for you, Matt. So
okay,
in fact,
cool.
It is time for Maddie D's Love Tips. That's right. If you want to send in a love tip.
We're not even in the raunchy hour yet.
For Maddie D.
We will be.
And he will answer them in his own Maddie Delicious way. Please log on to Facebook and do a search for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and post your question there. And he would be happy to answer them.
I love questions.
He certainly does. And challenges, which we
and
haven't
challenges.
Received any either. You love challenges, don't you?
Yeah, I love challenges.
Question number one. I know this guy from work and he's been so nice to me and has asked me out once. But when he talks to me, he blushes. He does things in front of me. When he does things in front of me, his hand shakes. I treat him like I treat my other co-workers. I hadn't thought of it at all until several of my other co-workers told me, he likes you. When I was sick a couple of weeks back, he took me out to buy food and had been spoiling me by driving me to and from work. I'd like to give him a chance, but what if we don't click? What should I do? I've never been loved before, so I don't know what my next step should be. Maddie D?
Oh, that's really a nice, sweet story. Don't know what's holding her back. Yeah, that's my answer. I don't know what she's
I think
asking.
She's afraid because she hasn't been in a relationship
yeah,
before.
Yeah, no one's loved her before.
Then risk it. This gentleman obviously does.
I think, so you're saying go for it because it's surefire?
Well,
like you're guaranteed success? I mean,
you're not guaranteed success.
She doesn't sound like really interested in
this
guy.
Well, she never said if she's interested in him or
not. If it doesn't work out, she might give up on love completely. So this answer...
And then become me. Yes. Oh.
This is taking a dark turn.
I don't know. Well, it's obviously it's a sure thing, as you said, Kieran. So if you want to go for it, if you don't want to... Don't go for it, but don't worry about not being loved.
What would you do?
About the first thing. What would I do? If a coworker was reacting this way with...
And you weren't, like, really sure if you liked them or not.
Well, I've actually been down that road.
Oh, do tell.
Go on.
Tell us the scenario, go on.
I don't want to.
Go on.
Well, I sort of had no idea what sort of how to act on it. So I just sort of went along with it, but never didn't really make a big move or anything on her.
So you didn't feel that you made a connection.
And then I was sort of like tossing up. I was like, should I go for this because she's obviously keen, or should I just not?
And you were like, well, I've never been loved before.
Yeah. So I sort of said, okay, I'll go for it. I'll just to see how it goes. And do you know what? Want to know what happened?
What happened?
I did this thing. Where I organized a picnic for us.
Ooh.
And I got like because she didn't drink coffee, I made like hot chocolate and stuff like that, and
aww.
I organized a time at night, and then I sort of texted her and said, hey, what are you doing? And my big plan was to sort of like have
surprise
a date with her. Then yeah, surprise her.
A romantic nighttime picnic in Goulburn.
The bit where the story gets bad is that at that time she kind of lost interest and went after somebody else.
Aww.
That is horrible.
Don't let the fish get off the boat.
Yeah, so don't let the fish get off the boat.
So you're saying go for it. Go for it.
If you feel that way, yeah, sure.
Okay. Just dive
in. Give them a chance. Talk to them more. See how you feel. If you're not quite sure, okay. You know, spend time with them.
This one's on a similar boat. I fell for this guy who works in my office from day one. I never had the chance to tell him that I had feelings for him. Currently, we're best friends and he's gotten married recently. I see him and his wife every day because she also works in the same building.
It infuriates me.
It breaks my heart to see them together. I'm trying to get over it, but I can't. I'm supposed to get married and go on with my life. I am confused. I need help. Maddie D?
Well, you can always kill the wife. But I would suggest... the look on you guys' faces is funny. No, of course, don't kill the wife.
He's right. You should kill her.
Don't kill the wife. Leave town or something, I don't know.
Start fresh. Just start fresh.
Lose your job.
Drop everything. Start fresh.
No, time heals all wounds. That's what I think. Never entirely, but like, if you just keep doing what you're doing, if it's really hurting, go and do something extremely different and sort of out of the way.
Like, go bungee jumping.
Yeah, go bungee jumping. That's my suggestion. That's my advice.
Maybe you'll fall in love with a bungee jumper or a bungee jumping instructor.
See, how many people there are in the world? You got to find someone somewhere, surely.
Time heals all wounds, but that could take a really, really long time.
What if he...
And if this woman's in the same working environment.
Yeah. No, I feel for the girl. I do. That sounds like it sucks. But in the end, you kind of got yourself to blame if you didn't make the move in the first place.
Here is a quick question, because we're going to move on to something else shortly. Is 13 years old too young to have a first kiss?
Ooh. I have no idea. Oh.
Let's just stay in safe waters and say that the couple is both 13.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to assume that. I don't think so, no.
No? Why not?
I think it's okay.
Oh, you think it's okay?
Oh, yeah, I think it's okay. I said I don't think it's bad.
Oh, it's not too young.
Not even like a little peck on the lips?
What's that? No, I'm saying 13's okay.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
As long as they're both consenting 13-year-olds.
Of course.
Wow. So, go ahead. As you usually say,
dive in, yeah. Well, in. No. Are you okay there?
I was once in love with an Xbox 360 controller. My wife made me give it to someone at 10 o'clock at night, and I miss it dearly. I'm wondering how to win it back. What should I do?
See, can you read it again? Is this a Facebook question?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Thank you. See, I have a Facebook question. Can you read it out again for me? I missed it.
I was once in love with an Xbox 360 controller and my wife made me give it to someone at 10 o'clock at night and I miss it dearly. I'm wondering how to win my Xbox controller back. What should I do?
Oh, what a jerk, hey, to take your Xbox 360 controller.
Homewrecker.
Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
That itself is morally disgusting, I would say, wouldn't you, Carl? Yeah, I think you would agree with me there.
Bit of a grey area.
What you can do about it? I would say... take something valuable of his, something financial, like something that cost a lot of money and something that, you know, he really cares about. And I don't know, either blackmail him or her, or set fire to it. And that's my...
Mm. Here's another quick one. If a ninja can love, and if I find someone, do tell me to teach them the ninja way or settle down.
If they know ninja skills?
No, they don't know ninja skills. Should they learn them?
Yes.
Okay, that was good. That was an easy
ninja
one.
Ninja skills are awesome.
But you can
settle down after your ninja skills.
Maddie D was just telling me off air that he has some special advice that he wanted to give the listeners tonight.
Oh, I do?
You certainly do.
Yeah.
You were telling me off air.
Okay.
It's a little late for it, but...
Now that's right.
Here's Maddie D with some special New Year's Eve tips.
Thanks, Kieran. Hi, guys. It's Maddie D here, or as the ladies call me, Maddie Delicious. Even though the celebration is behind us, I thought it would be a great time to share some of my tried and tested techniques for bagging New Year's Eve Nancy. So take my advice, and if you play your cards right, you too could be letting off your own fireworks display long before the clock strikes 12. First, be sure to limit your drinks when you dive into this love sea for 10 rounds of bed wrestling. The last thing you want is...
Yes?
No, is Matt. Sorry, I just had a cough there. A bad case of Gin Johnson. If you know what I mean. So take it easy on the spirits and keep your wits about you. Trust me, she'll be too plastered to notice you aren't. And you can always blame your lavishness leering on the drink.
Lascivious.
Well, I pronounce it differently. Oh, okay. From a different country, you see. Second, look for a girl drinking from a goon bag early in the evening. Nothing is classier than a lady, excuse me, sucking on a plastic spout at 5 in the afternoon. If you can't find any, simply bring your own wine sack and offer it to anyone struggling to walk in their stilettos. A few gulps of your fruity bag of joy, and those stilettos will be pointing at 10 and 2 by 2 past 10. To avoid attention from the police, keep mine tucked safely in my jeans and poke out the spout through the end of the fly. Finally, don't forget a witty opening line. A true romantic like myself is always a cunning linguist, too. So, not only do I impress them with my looks, obviously, I also get them with my oral mastery. A line I always use on New Year's is, "Can you be the new leaf I turn over this year?" That's all I can reveal this week, but be sure to take some of these tips on board so you can start your New Year's with a bang. This is Maddie Delicious wishing you the best of luck in popping your cork all around this year.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, Carl.
What are we going to do without you, Matt?
I don't know what you'll do without me.
I'm so glad you could share some of that. Right now, I'm here with Maddie D, as per usual, and our guest for this evening, Gherkin from Gherkin TV.
Hello.
How's it going there?
Pretty good.
You were on our old show, The Midnight Express, back in, well, you're on the second last show.
In the golden days of our youth.
You were on the second last show, weren't you?
Yeah.
Nodding doesn't really translate well.
At like
11
o'clock at night.
That's right.
Yep.
That sucked.
The raunchy hour was
raunchy
upon
hour.
Us. And,
we had the late shift.
We certainly did, but now we're in prime time. Broadway.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Anyway, could you tell us quickly about GTV?
It's just a show that I do on YouTube. And mm-hmm.
It's your YouTube channel.
My
almost.
YouTube channel called Gherkin is the Shiz. Look it up. Mm-hmm. And I just interview local unsigned bands or bands that have just been signed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just see
mostly
what
on the
up
beach,
to.
Mostly. Mostly.
Yeah, a lot
mostly,
on the
mostly.
Beach. That was last Australia Day. That was
really?
Fun. And they had Skippy playing in the back. That was
Skippy.
Good.
But anyway, I actually have some interview music here before, because last week someone asked for interview music, but we didn't have any. So I've got some quite interesting interview music here. So shall we get underway? Here we go.
Absolutely.
This is my interview music. Check it out. Nice drum intro.
Because we're not afraid to ask the hard questions.
Alrighty. It's so busy listening to the music, we're not actually doing an interview.
That's very nice.
Okay.
Anyway, awesome. You've come on to plug something quite interesting, haven't you?
Yes. Gherkin TV just got an exclusive for a local Sydney musician, Brady Kitchingham, for his debut album.
Mm-hmm.
So this means that no other people can cover the album or like talk about it or anything because it's mine.
Who's it? Brady Kitchingham.
Brady Kitchingham, yeah.
Kitchingham.
He's like 5'2" and he's like 20-something. It's quite funny.
So he's a midget he's musician.
Quite tiny, but yeah.
What's his music like? What sort of genre does he play?
Oh, acoustic. It's mostly acoustic.
So it's just him and a guitar?
Yeah, pretty much, but it's pretty good. Like I think he has a cousin in another band that helps him with drums and stuff when he needs it, but yeah, it's just him.
Nice.
So can you tell us the name of the album?
I can't.
Okay, but
not
he's
yet,
releasing
but
an album. Is he signed, or is he one of these unsigned labels?
I think he's an unsigned. He's unsigned and he just, does his own thing. Gets it done by himself, which is cool.
And so do you reckon this will give your channel quite a boost?
Yeah.
And how do we find your channel, by the way?
How do you find? You go to YouTube and mm-hmm. or you can go to Gherkin TV on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to YouTube, just type in Gherkin is Gherkin is the Shiz.
Mm-hmm. I remember it was pretty easy to find as well.
Should come up.
Did you take some of our sort of video producing and interviewing tips on board since the last time you were on the show? Because remember how you said you could have like a big pumping soundtrack in the background when you interview people?
Yeah, I tried and then I realised I can't use any music on YouTube if I don't own the rights to it.
Damn.
So I couldn't. And then because I was going to make my own music, then I thought I'm not too good at that either.
Well, I get around it a lot in videos just by using... production music, because you don't need to pay to use production music, so that's
like,
all royalty
like the sample music this, on Windows.
This track right here is actually a piece of production music. That's cost nothing.
Interview music
nothing
there, Kieran.
It's
like, okay.
It's very nice.
Cost nothing to use at all.
Awesome.
Very funky.
Yeah. But and you've also got the exclusive on another band called Moose in a Tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard how those guys are going.
No, that's the album, if you remember.
Oh, we're Vanilla the Performance. Vanilla Performance.
The Vanilla Performance.
That's embarrassing.
That's right. When we release an album, we could look at you for exclusive
coverage. Yeah, just message
me
on Facebook.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But, anyway, so this should... Hopefully this goes really well for you. Do you know how many fans you have on YouTube yet?
I think I have 40 subscribers, which 40. Isn't a lot, but, like, I'm happy with them. I think they're pretty cool.
Well, after being on this popular show with 83
right
whole fans...
We are the voice of Goldman, Kieran.
You could double that number. Or triple it, but he's hoping, you know, this newfound success... Maybe he'll plug your show.
Maybe
he'll be doing his massive concert in, Acer Arena and be like, by the way, log on to Gherkin TV and you can see...
Yeah, he's pretty...
This awesome stuff.
He's actually pretty talented. I think he's what they refer to in the industry as a triple threat. He can dance, act and sing, and he's pretty bloody good at dancing. If I can say bloody, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And he's been on a couple of shows. Like, I think he's been on All Saints.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, okay.
And Water Rats.
In the background or as...
Oh, not like characters. Not as a main part, but like, you know.
He played a dead body.
He was a villain.
But
I love
those
guys.
He's pretty cool. And he's a pretty cool dancer as well. I think he's part of this crew called Fly Crew.
Fly Crew?
So, look them up on YouTube. They're wicked. They're cool.
What do they do?
It's PHLY.
Huh.
And they do heaps of different styles of dancing.
But yeah, so they're just a variety act for dancers.
But they're pretty cool. Good.
There we go.
So how's it going with interviewing bands and stuff? Are you getting a lot of people?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I haven't got the chance to organise an interview after my last one, which was in November. So I did that one and I put that one up. But I haven't had a chance just because of Christmas and New Year's and stuff. Yeah. Everyone's really busy.
Yeah, it's true.
Definitely.
But when we get into the flow of this year, then I'll definitely organise some more. But yeah, it's going pretty well. Like Leek was pretty funny.
I'm surprised you didn't worm your way down to the New Year's Eve celebrations in Sydney and try and get
yes.
Boy George. I would have loved
Boy
it if you did, if you interviewed Boy George. He was there with Pseudo Echo and the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Just like sneak backstage. Just like, hey man.
Yeah.
Jump in.
No, you could you could wave your press credentials around. You could print out a press pass for Gherkin TV and just say, look, I'm with Gherkin TV, let me through.
And I'll just be like, yeah, sure.
If that doesn't work, you can just say, I'm on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, they'll just let you straight through then.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Don't even need the pass.
Unless you're Kyle, of course.
My God, you guys are just pounding into each other tonight. And I'd say it's challenge time. Kyle wanted to read his horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
It was a bit of a tease. I said horoscopes, didn't I?
Mm.
Holobackscopes.
Is that right? Are you using that right?
I'd say it's challenge time. And
yes,
here's our challenge music. But anyway, we love a challenge on the show. We ask the listeners to send in challenges all the time. But something we always regularly do is challenge each other.
Mm.
Sort of like a little trivia game where we sort of question each other's knowledge on certain topics. And I've got to say, last week... Kyle and Matty D they did all right, actually. I listened back to it. They didn't do too badly, but...
people with no knowledge.
The challenge was classic sort of 70s rock, and they cheated. They kept cheating.
I did not.
But I can tell you this time that I swear I'm not going to cheat.
I don't think there's any way we can.
Yeah, exactly. But Matty D won the challenge last week.
I did for the first
time ever. 8 points to Kyle's 5, and just to let everyone know, there was 25 questions.
But the important thing is I won, and it was...
And for the first time ever.
A milestone.
Because so far it was bouncing between me and Kyle.
Yeah.
I'll let you win. You guys win first couple of times.
Alrighty. Okay.
Do you have now, a scoreboard set up?
Well.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, you're scoring.
Why don't you get Gherkin to do the scores for us?
I want to do the scores.
Okay, you can do the scores.
Yeah.
I just thought you'd be too busy reading the questions.
Fair enough, actually.
You're all so right. Harsh today.
All right, all right. So I had a long time thinking about what I should set for the challenge.
I bet you
did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought since we're a community radio, we should have questions about the community. So this week, because I was like thinking, well, what's something that both Carl and Kieran will know a lot of? And obviously, because they live in Goulburn, they would know a lot about Goulburn trivia.
As well as, you know, the listeners themselves.
Because
we could just ask, you know, things that Carl has in his room, and that's not going to be beneficial to anybody but us.
No, of course. Yeah.
But, naturally. Yeah, we try and keep it broad.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, shall I start now?
Absolutely.
Okay. According to Wikipedia, when was Goulburn established? When was Goulburn established?
Oh, I'm going to have to guess.
1880?
I'm going to say 1830.
It was 1833.
Oh!
So...
I guess you got that one.
I'm going to give that to you, Kieran.
I think if we guess, it should be the person closest to the answer.
Yes, absolutely. Name the two surveyors that named Goulburn. Actually, I'll give a point if you name one of them.
Okay. Hume?
No.
Rossi?
No. Okay, it was Henry Goulburn, and it was James Meehan, I think is it was pronounced.
Meehan?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Meehan, yes, Meehan. Yeah. Okay, the Goulburn Jail is the most highest security jail in Australia. True or false?
True.
False.
It is true. Carl gets the point.
I thought it was New South Wales.
No, it's Australia.
That's sort of just a guess there. But
if I were to get to Goulburn to Sydney, what would be the most cheapest option? This is a multiple choice.
Okay.
So, A, riding on a City Rail coach. B, riding on a CountryLink.
Longest option.
Riding on a CountryLink coach. C, riding on a Murray's bus. Or D, walking. You may actually get there faster than all of the above.
I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say A.
A is correct. Yes. Kieran.
Because your shoes would wear out walking the distance.
Which man locked himself in the parish church when a plaque would not be erected but in his family honour?
Captain Rossi!
Can we get a first name?
James Rossi.
Incorrect.
Which I was in this play. I should know this. Francis.
Francis Rossi, Carl gets a point.
God.
All right.
Kick myself if I didn't know that.
The Goulburn Lieder Theatre was originally called Lieder Tafel Hall, which is translated to mean?
Song table.
Carl gets a point.
There you go. My mind went blank then. I was just like,
Which is funny because I actually got that question from you.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Goulburn is famous for its big merino. How many gahonas are visible?
One.
Exactly. Kieran gets a point.
There you go.
Cajones? Which?
Cajones.
Cajones.
Which Olympian from Goulburn described Goulburn as a whole, pretty much?
Michael the Shooter.
Yes.
Michael Diamond.
Yes.
There we go.
Olympic shooter Michael Diamond.
Yeah.
Goulburn is the birthplace of Goulburn Valley fruit juice. True or false?
False.
Kieran got a point.
You're
going to
say
false.
True.
No.
It's in Victoria.
Yeah.
In 1962, what was the debate concerning schools in Goulburn in which Robert Menzies intervened? What was the debate about?
Opening another one.
No.
I don't know.
Getting funding for Catholic schools, government funding for Catholic schools.
Oh, there you go.
Which station is the voice of Goulburn?
Oh, 103.3 FM 2GCR.
Yes. What was Goulburn's oldest musical society before it closed down recently called?
Argyle Musical
the
Society.
The Argyle Society. That's a point to Kieran. Okay, this is another multiple choice.
Okay.
Ghost tours are usually toured in what areas?
Did you say ghost tours?
Ghost tours.
Ghost tours.
A, old boys' homes and the old boys' home and older buildings around the region. B, Kenmore Hospital. C, a magic land in the clouds. Or D, inside Carl's head.
Old boys' homes.
I want to say Kenmore Hospital.
Yep. Okay, that's a point to Carl.
Inside my head.
The cinema in Goulburn is known as the Octopus. True or false?
False.
True.
Yeah, that's false. It's known as the tarantula, I think. Isn't it? A tarantula or a spider?
What are you talking about?
The big arches.
All right. So how are we going?
Building.
Oh, you guys are even.
Even?
Even.
All right.
Do we have a point breaker?
Yes, we do. A point breaker. This is a controversial question.
Oh, okay.
What color was famous socialite and radio shock jock Carl McSteamy's shirt during the hipster challenge? Was it A, purple?
The photo of this can be found on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner page.
B,
he's wearing a tie sitting in the Centro Mall.
B, pink? Or C, just joking, it's a trick question, he never wears a shirt anyway.
Oh, but this, I want to say
pink.
Purple.
It is purple.
What?
You are correct. There is no way in hell that shirt is pink.
Yeah, I think you're the only person on the planet. Even your mum said it was purple.
All right.
And she probably bought it.
Well, shall I announce the winner? All right. Gherkin's written out of Kyle Bumface and Kieran Poophead. The winner.
Careful with that language.
The winner with 7 points is Kieran. Yay. To Kyle's 6 points.
Yeah. That's the closest one we've ever had.
I think the last question that was a bit of a thrower, though, because you knew what Kyle was going to say, because he won't say that shirt is purple, but everyone else knows it's purple.
Yeah, that's the point.
You just wanted me to lose. You set me up.
I will have another challenge next week.
And I'm disappointed that you guys didn't compliment me on my jumper or shirt or anything like that, like I've done to you guys.
What?
So how's your week been, Kieran?
Fine, thank you. Do you want to do your horoscopes while we still have time?
Yes.
Come over here and you can use my mic because I haven't printed out because I'm lazy. Kyle has decided that he wants to do horoscopes as a regular part of the show now.
This should be fun.
All right. This is Horoscopes with Kyle McStarlight. Aries. The planets have said that you will come into a large amount of money. Be sure to visit your pimp. Taurus, your bullish nature will get the better of you today as you run through several red lights. Gemini, people may be talking behind your back. If this is true, kill them. Cancer, your life is miserable, nobody likes you. Start your day with 2 gin cocktails and the world is your oyster. Leo, there's a big promotion just around the corner at work. Be sure to congratulate the recipient. Virgo, stop talking about people behind their backs, as they may be likely to kill you. Libra, go out and socialize. If you end up meeting somebody, don't scare them off with your harmful body odor. Scorpio, the stars have predicted that a close family member is going to die. Be sure to suck up to them so they don't leave you out of the will. Sagittarius, I hate you. Capricorn, what are you supposed to be anyway? A goatfish? Aquarius, I hate to be the person to say this, but you're getting sort of fat. Be sure to wear a loose-fitting shirt at the pool, Pisces. You're all right by me. Go buy yourself something nice when Aries gets back to you with the money. And that has been Horoscopes with Kyle McStarlight. See you next week.
Thank you, Kyle. Oh, don't forget that our competition is underway, and we want to involve the podcast listeners as well who can't listen to the show live. So the competition this week, and you can win a sexy double vinyl, the 80s mix, 28 hits of the 80s, signed by us. And all you have to do is submit some Guess Who's Coming to Dinner fan art. That's right, not the 60s movie. This radio show. You know, draw a picture of me, Kyle, and Maddie D, or us separately if you like.
Yeah, there's enough photos of us on the Facebook page for what we look like.
Yeah, or you can just pretend what we look like and just draw a random picture. Your artist's interpretation, if you like. And you will win that double record. You can even include Gherkin and also any of the other guests that we had on the show, if you like.
Why not?
Why not? But, you know, and we will vote, and we might even have a listener's choice poll as well. On the mics at the moment, we have Kyle, Maddie D, Gherkin, and me.
Hey.
That's right, for the final... Oh, sorry, your mic was turned right down.
Okay.
For the final segment of the show. Something we should probably get into. We've had actually a pretty big show tonight.
Yes.
All regular segments, all nicely spaced. It's a nice bit of user input as well.
Yeah.
Listener input, not user input.
Can I just say that, Kyle, you owe my mother an apology.
Apparently you owe a lot of people apologies.
Yeah,
after
Kyle's
your,
getting so much hate mail. I'm
after your horoscope segment.
You're a bad person.
Thank you. I'm finally getting hate mail, which is something that I've been striving for. Thank you all.
Do you feel slightly pathetic that it took you this long and this amount of insults to get your hate mail?
No, thank you. Thank you all the listeners for the hate mail, finally. And I'm not sorry. I'm sorry for what I said. But come back next week and you'll hear it all over again.
Oh, yay. Something that happened a couple of days ago was New Year's Eve. I just want to take a moment to talk about, I don't know, some of the exciting things that us young adults did. I don't know about if Gherkin's a young adult or not, but...
Yeah.
Stuff we got up to. I just want to start with Maddie D, really.
Well, I was going to come with you guys on your shenanigans.
Yeah, he told me outside.
And I thought I missed it at 6 a.m., so I was like, oh, damn. But apparently you guys left at 2:30.
That's right.
That's because we missed the train at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we missed the train.
No, I missed the train also. But I stayed in town. I went to a nice party. Had a good night. I had a few beverages.
Oh, just
a
few.
I swam in a pool with my clothes on. And that's how I spent the New Year.
Really?
No,
I won't say that.
It was nice. It was a nice night. I had a nice night. What about you guys? What did you guys get up to?
Well, what about Gherkin?
Okay.
I suppose you kept it pretty safe, I'm going to assume.
Pretty legal.
Pretty legal? Yep. Yeah. Kept all your clothes on?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's good.
I went to a party, but then I got a bit lame, so I went home, and then with my boyfriend Mike, and had a midnight kiss, which was nice.
I've been hearing about this phenomenon of a midnight kiss. I don't know if it's a new thing.
I only heard about it last year.
I heard about it this year.
Good end to the year and a good start to the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a midnight kiss this year.
Oh, I did actually. So there we go.
What was I doing at midnight? I don't really remember.
I remember. I was there. I was very sober as well, so I do remember what happened on the stroke of midnight. Well,
Kieran and I went to King's Cross
in Sydney
for New Year's.
Yeah, I was sick of going to the fireworks in around the harbour areas. So
I thought
we got together. We got a few heads together. We got a few heads together and decided let's go away. Let's sort of move away from the fireworks this year. And the idea in my head was that it'd be less packed in the Cross than it usually is. And it turned out it was. Yeah. Actually, turned out to be
quite a pleasant evening.
Especially for the Cross.
Yeah, considering from all the things that I've heard about the Cross, and I'm sure everybody else...
Watching knows, Underbelly.
Yeah, it was my first time up there, and sure, there were a few crazy people, and I saw a few ladies of the night. I counted three.
You walked past all the interesting establishments.
Questionable establishments.
How many did you hire?
None.
Swing and a miss.
Well, you never know. Actually, I'm not going to say that. But some of the people you run into, you never know in the Cross if they are on the payroll.
Yeah, it got a little bit confusing. But I think you can sort of tell when they're on the payroll.
Yeah, I suppose. And
there's some that I looked at them and just thought, yeah, no way they're not.
We met a couple of nice young ladies from
Melbourne.
From Melbourne as well.
Yeah, we made some new friends while we were up there.
Yeah, which was great. Good time.
Yeah.
And I actually was pretty sick for most of the night, and it wasn't until just before 12 o'clock that I finally settled and went, oh, okay, now I can start enjoying a few beverages.
Yeah, well, I was the same. In Picton seeing a friend of actually ours gig, and on the drive back home our car broke down. The car broke down until, and we only got home at like 11 o'clock, so I nearly missed the countdown.
There you go.
We were all a bit behind on the countdown. Everybody's phone was off, so we just decided to celebrate Happy New Year's when we heard the fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fair enough. That
which by the way sounded like we were having a NAMM flashback. That were that loud.
Like there was a massive echo and it just sounded like we could feel the vibrations in the air of the fireworks, and it just sounded really
just wanted to, like,
explosive.
Poke my head out some Venetian blinds with the sun coming through, say,
Saigon,
day 33.
I'm still in Saigon.
It has been 4 days since I've seen Kieran.
But
we're almost out of beans.
The Cross has
funny
now.
Is we had quite a, you were kind of nervous to set foot in the Cross for the first time. As soon as we got off the train, I was like delirious with sickness and like sweating like I was in
and we got accosted by a crazy man.
Yeah, some guy like came up to us. He was going, yay,
Happy New Year.
And I like went to shake his hand because he was coming at me with his arms out, and I was just like, oh well, if I get hold of his hand he can't stab me, I suppose. But I shook his hand, but he's like, he knocked my hand away and just embraced me. And he's like, yeah. And then one of the girls we were with, he came over to her and just like
gave her a massive grope.
Just started groping her, which dragged her away.
Not like 2 minutes
off
the
train. Yeah, we were just off the train on the platform.
We hadn't even reached the escalators. Yeah. And then we went up, saw a few ladies of the night, saw a homeless man talking to a plant. And
a guy screaming in the park.
Yeah, just a guy screaming in the park. And then after that, it all sort of calmed down.
Yeah.
Like, didn't see anything really crime-related or out of the ordinary in the Cross.
The only crime I witnessed was your sunglasses almost got stolen.
Oh, so...
I thought you were about to say his sunglasses were the crime.
Yeah. No, I was... Well, they're Kieran's sunglasses.
He was wearing his sunglasses in the middle of the night, by the way.
Oh, of course. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Well, like, this woman who I had no idea...
Make me like Jack!
She took my glasses and started wearing them, and I really wanted them back, and then I sort of forgot about it, and then everybody left. And then I just remembered as we were leaving, she stole my sunglasses!
And he was fuming, and we went downstairs.
I imagine you, actually.
At the place we were at, we went downstairs, and we saw her downstairs, like, I don't know, about to get into a photo booth or something, and he saw her, and he just, like, started grabbing at her head, and she freaked out, thought she was getting accosted. It was, like, pulling away from her, and going, no!
It was, like, clawing at her, going, give me them back!
But you did get them back, though, and you were really happy.
I got them back, and I was, very happy. Because the next day, the sunlight was just gleaming through the train windows on our way home, and let's just say I wasn't in the best state.
Because
we didn't get home until, like, 6 o'clock because of the train services up in Sydney.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I heard train travel was free.
No.
Was it?
No,
it
wasn't. Definitely not true.
I wish.
I was like, wow, free trains on New Year's, that's pretty decent.
I think it was free...
After midnight, wouldn't it be free?
No, it definitely wasn't after midnight. I think it was free in other states, quite possibly.
Definitely. Well,
we got a free train trip to the cross and back.
It wasn't exactly a legal free train trip, no. But let's not go into that.
Did you guys get student concession?
I did.
Kyle did.
Yeah, that's awesome, eh?
Oh, yeah.
$3.90.
Kieran's paying like $8 like a chump while I'm sitting on $3.
Yeah.
And we were really cautious. Like, we were apprehensive about sort of drinking before we got to any establishments because we heard that there were bans on alcohol. Yet we saw people like how you were talking about before in your love tips, Matty D.
Oh, yeah.
We actually saw people like walking around the streets with goon. We saw one guy with a goon bag just drinking it in the middle of Chinatown.
It's cheap, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
More power to him.
Some fine custard goon.
Oh, the year 2011.
Yes.
But anyway. 2008/2011.
It was for a good time. Good time. And we drank out of teapots.
My wallet didn't enjoy it, I'll say. But other than that, I had a great time.
You were paying for cocktails in teapots, weren't you? For like, 20 bucks a pop.
Oh.
And they weren't big teapots either, let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bit of a rip, but I had a good time nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's been a chocker show. And, it's just flown by, really. It feels like we just started.
Yeah, it really has.
And so, yeah, it's been pretty good, I'd say. And don't forget to pick up the podcast, which you can find on iTunes if you do a search for After Dinner, or it will be posted on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page. And we currently have a competition underway.
Yep.
Submit your Guess Who's Coming to Dinner fan art. It sounds very sort of like we're full of ourselves. Arrogant. But no,
well, we kind of are. So
I just want to see how people see us. But,
yeah, use your imagination if you haven't seen us in
the like
flesh.
Be really artistic. Go like Picasso.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, just a description of me. I've got a six-pack.
You can see photos of people on the side.
He hasn't finished drinking the six-pack yet.
And we just want to thank Gherkin for coming on the show. On the new show. Yeah, it was
always a pleasure.
And we hope you get a lot of fame and maybe even fortune from your exclusive deal with that musician.
And take us with you on your way to fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Don't forget to go check out Gherkin is the Shiz on YouTube and Gherkin TV on Facebook.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Gherkin TV. She needs some publicity. That's why she's coming on our show.
Yeah.
And, I just want to thank the 83 fans for liking the show so far and tuning in each week. And, we've spoken over the end of the music there, but anyway, and I also want to thank FM 103.3, Golden Community Radio, the voice of radio, for letting us have the show every single week in such a great time slot. People can actually listen now.
Thank you very much.
But anyway, it's goodbye from the good, the bad, and the Kieran. So it's goodbye from Kieran here.
Goodbye from Kyle.
And goodbye from me, Matty D. And
yeah, be sure to tune in next week for, an equally as good show.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
I can't wait.